You're listening to the Summerhill Gang. I'm Jamie, and you have found the Summerhill Shuffle. This is a music podcast that I put together on a semi-regular basis to share some of the music I have been enjoying lately. I play song clips here on the Summerhill Shuffle, but I always post videos and website links over on the Summerhill Gang website so that you can listen to the full songs and check out all of the bands and artists on your own. Thanks for stopping by for a listen. I hope you enjoy the songs that I have for you this time, and I look forward to hearing what you think. Now, kick back, enjoy the music, and let's get it started.
In 3, 2, 1.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Summerhill Shuffle. This is episode number 31. A long time coming. Finally back to recording after a long absence. I'm a bit rusty, but so glad to be back sharing my favorite songs with you. So much has happened since the last podcast. I think it's been about 9 months. But it's been quite an awesome summer and fall seasons. The only bad part was that I broke my wrist playing basketball back in mid-May. Well, I'm fully recovered from that, but I think I'm retired from basketball for good. I will stick to running half marathons instead. All right, let's get to business. As usual, I have 6 songs to play for you on this podcast. The first 5 are fairly current songs, usually tracks that I have recently been obsessed with, and the 6th song is a cut from the music archives. I have another awesome set of songs set up for you this time around, from a husband and wife duo to a brother duo to a couple of young bands hitting the scene to a superstar band that has been big for over 25 years. If you like what you hear, head on over to the Summerhill Gang website to check out the show notes. The website is www.summerhillgang.com. You can also provide feedback on the show by leaving a comment at the website on this show's blog entry or by emailing me at summerhillgang@gmail.com. And now it's time to get into the music.
And now, the new number one song in the USA.
First up is a husband-wife duo who have taken social media by storm with their harmonious arrangements of popular songs. With a hit song off their 2nd album, released earlier this year, this is Us the Duo with No Matter Where You Are.
I will stay by you, even when we fall. I will be the rock that holds you up and lifts you high so you stand tall. And I won't let you fall. Everything I'm not, I'll take care of you, love you just because you and I are better than forever. Nothing can stop us, and I won't let you fall. Generation who learned
learns how to love. Mistakes and empty promises.
That's Us the Duo with No Matter Where You Are from the album of the same name. Came out on May 6th, 2014. I have to thank my daughter Emily for bringing these two to my attention. My ears perked up when I heard their harmonies and arrangements. The story of Us the Duo begins 3 years ago when two emerging solo artists randomly collided, fell in love, and combined their talents. They posted videos on YouTube and Vine and were encouraged by the number of hits they received. Within a year of first meeting, Michael and Carissa got married. If you go to the Summer Hill Gang website, I have two videos posted. The first is actually a video of the duo performing the song at their wedding reception. No Matter Where You Are was included in the recently released animated movie, The Book of Life. The second video posted incorporates clips and themes from the movie. Like I said, the album was released on May 6th and has been climbing the Billboard Heat Seekers chart ever since. The duo recently wrapped a promotional tour with Oprah's The Life You Want tour and is not currently touring, but check out their website for all the latest information. You can find the link over on the Summer Hill Gang website. Next up is a country duo hitting big after a great showing on The Voice last year. With the lead single off their debut album, this is the Swan Brothers with Later On. Swan Brothers with Later On from the debut album of the same name. It came out on October 12th, 2014. Zach and Colton Swan hail from Muskogee, Oklahoma. The brothers grew up playing and singing in their family's gospel group that would travel to sing at churches on the weekend, and they got their big break in 2013 as they were picked to join Blake Shelton's team on The Voice, and they ended up finishing in the top three. Their debut album was released just a month and a half ago, and I love it. The brothers' country roots are strong, and their family harmonies shine brightly on this album. Besides, for Later On, one of my favorite standout tracks is Pray For You. Emotional and heartfelt, it really hits home for me. You can find the Swan Brothers at stops in New York, Las Vegas, and Nashville here in December, And then they will be opening on some tour dates with Brad Paisley starting in mid-January. Next up is a duo that brings harmony-laden, western-tinged Americana folk songs in the vein of the Lumineers and the Avett Brothers. This is Jamestown Revival with California Cast Iron Soul, right here on the Summer Hill Shuffle.
Lately, I've been low. Things been moving slow. I could not tell you why. Maybe too much paradise. Something came calling, and I knew this time I had to go.
Revival with California Cast Iron Soul from the album Utah, which came out on February 11th, 2014. The duo of Jonathan Clay and Zach Chance are the heart of Jamestown Revival. They are childhood friends who grew up together in Magnolia, Texas. Jamestown Revival formed in 2010. After spending some time in Austin, Texas, the band relocated to Los Angeles, where they started writing songs together in earnest. Their music is influenced by artists such as Creedence Clearwater Revival, Willie Nelson, the Everly Brothers, Guy Clark, and John Prine. Their debut LP came out on Wild Bunch Records earlier this year, and California Cast Iron Soul is a standout track. I had the great fortune to see the band open for the Wild Feathers here in San Diego not long ago. They did not disappoint, and they put on quite a show. You can catch the band at shows in Arizona, New Mexico, and Texas before they return to California for shows right here in Escondido, in Napa, and up in Stockton. Next up is a fun band that had a hit song with kids this last year. With members hailing from four different countries, this is Saints of Valerie.
We were just kids, with our hopes, with our dreams, with our faults. We were just boys, runners. Sparks to the train tracks and sparks.
with our hopes, with our dreams, with our faults. We were just boys, runaway love in a ghost town of hearts. Welcome to my story, to the story of my life. I won't leave you behind, I won't leave you in the dark. So, so take me, won't you take me back to the start, the train tracks and sparks, to the train tracks and
that was Saints of Valerie with their song Kids from the EP Possibilities, which was released on July 9th of 2013. Lead vocalist and bass player Gavin Jasper hails from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Jasper and guitarist Godfrey Thompson met as young boys in Brazil, where they played guitar together and dreamed of becoming musicians. The friends reunited in 2008 and met French drummer Gerard Bouvier to form the band Saints of Valerie. The trio relocated to Texas in 2010 and met keyboardist Stephen Buckle, who's from Canada, and they have been touring ever since. Their music is enticing, often employing dramatic drumming and tinkling keyboard with striking guitars that creates a tapestry reflective of their international backgrounds. I've had the chance to see the band play live twice this year. The first was as one of the opening acts along with Jamestown Revival for the Wild Feathers, and I also had the pleasure of seeing them play a Harbor Cruise thanks to San Diego radio station KPRI. On both occasions, the band put on an incredibly fun show, and I look forward to seeing them again soon. This month they are playing shows in Reno, La Jolla, Indio, Phoenix, and Anaheim, including as openers for Philip Phillips. In addition to the song Kids, be sure to check out the song Long Time Coming off of their new EP. Next up is the first single off of one of my favorite band's new album. U2 released the album Songs of Innocence in September and took the world by storm. The first single is called The Miracle of Joey Ramone, and I've got it here for you on the Summer Hill Shuffle.
Religion, so I can love and hate. so I can exaggerate my pain. Give it a name, I was young, not dumb, just wishing to be blinded by you, brand new. We were pilgrims on our way. I woke up.
That's U2 with The Miracle of Joey Ramone from the album Songs of Innocence, which came out on September 9th, 2014. One of the biggest bands in history released an album this year, and it was quite a surprise. As everyone knows, I'm sure, the band worked out a deal with Apple to release the album for free to everyone who has an iTunes account on September 9th. It turned out to be controversial, but we stay away from controversy here on the Summer Hill Shuffle. I like to focus on the music, and the music is quite fantastic. As Bono describes it, Songs of Innocence was a very personal album for the band. For inspiration, they listened to the music they loved in the 70s, from punk rock to David Bowie, glam rock, early electronica, and Joy Division. The Miracle of Joey Ramone was co-produced by Danger Mouse, Paul Epworth, and Ryan Tedder. The song gives reverence to the Ramones with distinct punk power chords and recalls the band's early years growing up in Dublin, Ireland. The rest of the album flows from that opening track with nods to The Clash and The Beach Boys and tributes to Bono's mother, as well as the days of the band's youth where car bombs and strife were a daily occurrence. The world has been waiting in anticipation for the announcement of U2's next world tour, but plans have been put on the back burner as Bono was recently involved in a major biking accident that caused fractures to his face, left arm, and shoulder, requiring 5 hours of initial surgery and what is expected to be months of intensive physical therapy and healing. The classic cut for this episode, of course, has to come from U2. This band has been making great music consistently for over 30 years. I chose to play a hit song from their third studio release called War, which came out in 1983. This is Sunday, Bloody Sunday. the unmistakable sounds of U2, Sunday Bloody Sunday from the album War, which came out on February 28, 1983. U2 was formed as a band in 1976 and is Bono on vocals and guitar, The Edge on guitar, keyboards, and vocals, Adam Clayton on bass, and Larry Mullen Jr. on drums. Over their career, the band has released 13 studio albums and have sold more than 150 million records worldwide. The band's last tour, the 360-degree tour, lasted from 2009 to 2011 and was the highest-attended and highest-grossing concert tour in history. The group's fifth studio album, The Joshua Tree, has sold over 25 million copies worldwide. U2 has been nominated for 34 Grammy Awards and have won 22. They were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2005. An incredible band with more incredible stories to tell. I'm looking forward to attempting to see U2 live on their next world tour, hopefully in 2015. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle. Thanks for joining me once again to listen to some great music. Be sure to check out the Summer Hill Gang website for all of the show notes and videos. And stay tuned for another episode of the Summer Hill Shuffle coming soon. I promise. See you next time.
You've been listening to the Summer Hill Gang, pop culture goodness for your brain. We would love to hear from you. Visit our website at summerhillgang.com or send us an email at summerhillgang@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
It's over!